Good morning and welcome to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm your host, Ruth Ann Bessman. It's nice to be with you this Saturday morning. I hope you've been enjoying the holiday season. It's the final Saturday in 2023. We have 2 hours together this morning. The Met Opera broadcast starts at noon with a performance of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. Looks like it's a full playlist, so let's start off with a request from Terry in Middleton. She says, with the excitement of a little snow yesterday and the hopes of more to come in the forecast, it made her think about Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 1 titled Winter Dreams. We're going to open the program with the first movement and conductor George Schwartz directing the Seattle Symphony.
Thank you.
Beginning Classics by Request with the first movement from Peter Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 1 in G minor, the Winter Daydream Symphony. George Schwartz conducted the Seattle Symphony, and this was a request from Terry in Middleton. David in Scales Mound is interested in hearing a sonata for flute and oboe, he says, or sonata for oboe solo, by the 20th century English composer Gordon Jacob. I was able to find a piece for solo oboe solo called Seven Bagatelles. The movements are very short, each with a title beginning with a march, followed by elegy, waltz, slow air, limerick, Chinese tune, and concluding with a gallop. We'll hear a performance with oboist Hans-Jörg Schellenberger.
Thank you.
a set of seven bagatelles for oboe by composer Gordon Jacob, played by oboist Hans-Jörg Schellenberger, a request from David in Scales Mound. You're listening to Classics by Request here on WPR.
Support for WPR comes from Willie Street Co-op and Isthmus Partners. Your business or organization can partner in providing the WPR programs that enrich our communities. Join at WPR.org/sponsor.
Support comes from Sylvan Learning of Kenosha, offering personalized tutoring from certified teachers that's designed to inspire. Convenient scheduling and affordable hourly rates. Explore the options, search Sylvan Learning of Kenosha, or call 262-694-6286. You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.
Request for 2 hours on this Saturday morning, beginning at 12 o'clock, we'll hear a performance of Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. Between now and then, it's a full playlist, so let's continue with this request from Ed and Bailey's Harbor. He's requesting the song Do You Hear What I Hear? Written in October of 1962, Ed says there's a great message of hope and peace in this song that we need now more than ever. We'll hear a performance with Cantus, the a cappella ensemble.
Set the noise.
The traditional song, Do You Hear What I Hear?, performed by the ensemble Cantus, a request for that performance from Ed in Bailey's Harbor. Larry in New Berlin would like to hear, in New Berlin, would like to hear the Christmas cantata by composer Arthur Honegger. It's one of his favorite pieces, he says, for the Christmas holiday. And he first became familiar with it in the early 1970s when he sang it with his college choir. The work was written in 1953. It was the composer's last work, and it describes the Christmas story and is in three parts. In the liner notes by Anthony Burton, he says that the work traces a progression from dark despair to hope and joyful affirmation before leaving, a final leave-taking. And we're going to hear that final movement with a performance featuring the London Philharmonic Choir and orchestra, and also the New London Children's Choir. ¶¶